Kirkland Lake. Kirkland Lake has established its 2024 budget. At a special meeting on April 25, Council approve a 5.85% tax levy increase. The increase means the total tax levy for 2024 is $12.57 million. The total levy in 2023 was nearly $12 million. For the owner of the average $112,000 home, the levy increase means about an extra $144 in taxes for 2024. The approved levy is less than the 9.8% increase that was first pitched. About $540,000 has been trimmed since that proposal. The approved increase also includes using about $3.5 million from the town's reserves for operating and capital projects. Water and sewer rates are also rising. Last night, Council approved its 2024 water and wastewater rates with a total increase of 4.2% for water and 5% for wastewater for 2024. The increase means a starting quarterly flat rate of $56.27 for water and $46.17 for sewer. See, water, sewer rate hike on tap in Kirkland Lake. Related. Kirkland Lake resident speaks out about water, sewer rate hike. In response to some concerns brought to light by residents at a public meeting earlier this month, Treasurer Lloyd Crocker said the province has indicated there is money on the way to improve Tech Pioneer Residences, TPR, situation. We're still kind of on hold there in a sense that we do not have a concrete number to make any decisions on, he said. Crocker said TPR will fall into the general surplus for future use, much like any other department. The town's firefighters are also part of the 2024 budget. Hiring two new firefighters was part of the collective bargaining process, he said. Do we consult anyone before ratifying the contract? The town consulted with legal counsel, research was completed on comparative collective agreements and other arbitrated awards, said Crocker. Some of the more notable capital projects in this year's budget are $666,680 for the Joe Mavernack Community Complex's old pool, $500,000 will be offset with government funding, $748,248 for infrastructure upgrades at the Joe Mavernack Community Complex, offset with government funding and reserve funds, $3.8 million for the Taylor Avenue reconstruction, partly offset with government funding, $1.1 million for the government road connecting link, offset with government funding and gas tax, $711,000 for the OCWA raw water pre-treatment system, offset with reserve funds, $487,310 for library upgrades, $1 million for CHAR infrastructure and development, offset with government funding and reserve funds.